Our next item is the guiding principles for the 2023 legislative concept development. This is a decision item, so that will include an opportunity for public comment. Our presenters today are going to be Kyle Abram and Adam Meyer. I will turn it over to those two. To go ahead, Kyle.
Thank you, Chair Kelly, members of the board, State Forester Mukamoto. For the record, my name is Kyle Abraham, currently serving as the Deputy State Forester. Here with me today is Adam Meyer, who is also in an interim role as our legislative coordinator. I'm going to just kind of highlight items 2, 3, and 4 in terms of what they represent for the department and the board as I move some screens around here. These are to help keep 2, 3, and 4 really about thinking forward for the board and the department as we plan for next cycles in our budget and our legislative concepts and also our work plans. So these are all things that are at the front of our planning cycles. So really the discussion and input here today and over the next several months is going to be key to shaping these concepts, our budget, and the work plans. And then I also want to note that these also help the department and the board focus on the priority topics that State Forester Mukamoto mentioned that are key to our success as a department and then also key to your success as a board. So keep that in mind as we move through items 2, 3, and 4 this morning. And with that, I'll turn it over to Adam to discuss more about the legislative concepts and guiding principles.
Thank you, Kyle. Good morning, State Forester, Chair Kelly, members of the board. My name is Adam Meyer, and I serve as the agency's interim legislative lead. I'm happy to be with you here this morning. Today, I'll be discussing legislative concepts and guiding principles for the 2023 legislative session. We have about 15 minutes to briefly walk through the 2022-23 legislative concept timeline and process, draw a distinction between legislative concepts and policy option packages, discuss the agency's draft guiding principles, the three agency recommended legislative concept proposals to date, and then next steps. Big picture, the agency here is seeking input and direction from the board on the guiding principles and that lead the development of these legislative concepts and the initial ideas for legislative-led concepts for the 2023 legislative session. Next slide, please. So over the next year and a half, the board will have several opportunities to weigh in on the legislative concepts and legislative process. In addition to today's look at the draft guiding principles and initial agency legislative concept ideas, we will also return to the board in March 2022 for board approval on legislative concepts prior to submission to the Department of Administrative Services. In April 2022, the board will receive an update on outcomes from the short 2022 legislative session. Also, all throughout 2022, agency staff will be communicating with board members about any legislative updates as they occur or as they near, including the introduction of agency LCs and bills leading up to the 2023 session. Also in early 2023, agency staff will be monitoring and engaging throughout the long legislative session to gain support and encourage passage of agency legislative concepts, policy, and budgets. And then finally, in September 2023, or thereabouts, we will return to the board to provide an update on 2023 legislative session outcomes, and then of course, start this whole process over again. Next slide, please. In order to avoid confusion, I thought I'd briefly mention that the board will engage in both legislative concepts and policy option packages. They're easily confused, so here are a few quick differences. Legislative concepts are standalone ideas for legislation, which may be introduced as a bill during session. They can contain fiscal, which is revenue or expenditure items, or simply policy changes. Legislative concepts can touch on multiple agencies or anywhere that the legislature's authority reaches. And often they introduce new policy. POPs, or policy option packages, on the other hand, are attached to an agency budget or administrative process and often advance existing policy, budget, or service levels. Right now, we're focused on legislative concepts, but up next today, the board will look at POPs as they look at the budget process. Next slide, please. So in your board packets, you'll find a staff report titled Legislative Concept, Guiding Principles and Initial Ideas, where the agency's executive team has outlined a set of three principles to guide the development of legislative concepts. As outlined, the 2023 legislative concept development process will first seek to input and ensure alignment. Key inputs for legislative concepts include alignment with other parts of the board and department's strategic planning cycle, such as the board and department strategic initiatives, board and department work plans, governor's priorities, and public input from board meetings and other sources. The second proposed principle is consideration of the political and economic environments. These factors may focus some legislative concepts to make them more viable, necessary, or timely than others. This requires an ongoing assessment of the environment as concepts are developed. The third principle is consideration of feasibility and workload. The number and complexity of concepts should reflect the department's capacity to engage in necessary outreach and legislative interaction. Some concepts are relatively simple, non-controversial, and or offer opportunities for housekeeping changes. Others are larger in scale and may connect to or establish major statewide policy direction. Next slide, please. The agency currently has three concepts being proposed for 2023. These are in various stages of development and will be fully formed over the next few months. First, the Fire Protection Division is proposing to further advance the fire protection program. As you know, the nature of wildfire requires constant adaptation to conditions on the ground. The Wildfire Omnibus Bill, Senate Bill 762, passed in 2001, provided a once-in-a-generation boost to our state's fire protection system. But there are still needs that remain, which will be wrapped into a legislative concept. Second, the Forest Resources Division is proposing to submit a legislative concept to address forest products harvest tax rates. These rates are set every 2 years, and the agency is stepping up to introduce a legislative concept. Third, the administrative branch will be proposing a legislative concept to seek a large wildfire funding fix. This is a large financial challenge that state taxpayers face. The agency, in tandem with the governor's office, legislators, and other partners, is seeking a long-term fix to this financial dilemma. Next slide, please. The board will have time to discuss these legislative concepts in more detail during each division's work plan this afternoon. And additionally, Bill Herber is up next to talk about the agency's 2023-25 budget development process, including policy option packages. We'll be able to engage in legislative concept development over the next few months as well, and we'll return in August and July 2022 for board approval. Next slide, please. That's what I have for you today. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. Of course, as I mentioned, there'll be time later today to talk in more depth with the experts on each of these subjects.
I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead, Carla.
Yeah. The Senate Bill 762, and it we're referring to in terms of much of this mitigation work. If you consider the federal and the state piece and what came out of the governor's Wildfire Council recommendations, this is still a very small number. If you take into account Cal's opening statement, the 5.6, 5.7 million acres of federal and state lands, that's high risk areas that need mitigated. And so I'm wondering if we are considering something greater here that involves coordination of that bigger infrastructure at the federal and the state level, seeking grant dollars for that bigger number, And, you know, a 20-year, 10-year would be better, but view of getting this work done on, you know, a pattern basis. So I just want to know if we're going after the big picture or the little picture here.
Thank you for that question. That's a great point. I think that a lot of people would agree that the amount of money and the amount of energy going into a number of these topics, including mitigation, is probably less than ideal. I know that the agency is interested in trying to bolster that that work, and I think that's something that we'd be happy to look into and work with the legislature on trying to improve.
I think part of that, however, is just having the infrastructure, going after the grant money that's going to be available, coordinating those RFPs, really coordinating this program is going to be a key role for ODF on private or on federal and state lands. So I just want to be sure that we're thinking about that infrastructure on the bigger picture needed and not on kind of the Band-Aid, you know, because that's, it's just, it, you know, if we don't really tackle this, we don't really get anywhere.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Carla. We need to keep our eyes open and be ready, especially with this infrastructure dollars coming down. We've already met with our state and private connection with Forest Service. We're going to hopefully be meeting again with BLM and Soil Conservation Service and to be ready to take these dollars and apply them. Of course, as far as the state level, our big financial need right now is finding that large fire fix, and you know very well why. So
that's right.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
It's the chicken and the egg here, Cal.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Right.
Right. We could prevent it. We wouldn't need that. But yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Do we have any other board questions?
Yeah, I have a question or comment, Jim. Brenda McComb for the record. I just want to follow up on Carla's point about the big picture or the little picture, and she identified a very big picture that needs to be thought through here. But I think there are other big pictures, so I'll propose the bigger picture. and that is that, you know, the agency is faced with staffing needs and capacity to deal with climate change, with state forest budgets, with other aspects of simply being of addressing some of these pressing issues that are coming down on us. And so, you know, I'd encourage staff to think boldly here, recognizing that there are limits, but think boldly about how to all the needs. And one that came up earlier today was the marbled murrelet, you know, that's being put on the back burner. Is there a concept here in which we can gain staffing capacity to address some of these issues that are kind of sitting in the background? And anyway, I just want to propose that the agency think more boldly.
Thank you, Brenda. Chandra, do you have some comments or questions?
Thank you, Chair. Brenda took my comment again, I think, but I fully support that thinking bigger on other issues as well. And in particular, I was thinking about the climate change plan and how we've had conversations about how we, you know, take what we've been describing as that roadmap document and we distill that down into how we're going to move it forward. And which of those elements require an LC, and which of those, you know, elements require an appropriation, which elements we want to push with partners to get leverage some support and get some folks pushing for those, because we have all manner of actions we've identified in those, you know, in that document. And some are something that we can move forward probably with no additional resources, probably very few, but most of them we can't. And so I'd really love to see that conversation happen as well. So thank you.
Okay. Thank
Jim,
you. Any other board comments? You bet.
Yeah, Jim, this is Joe Justice. Just a question maybe for Cal. And I can't agree more about the large fire funding fix, how important that is as a legislative concept. I guess my question is, are we thinking about that related to the BLM contract in any manner? Is there alignment with that? Is that or is that two separate things?
Okay, this is Cal Mukamoto. I forgot to introduce myself last time. So, state forester, Joe. As far as the BLM, there's connections there, and we don't know exactly. Are you talking about the infrastructure dollar alignment there? Is that Joe? Let me clarify.
I'm talking about the BLM contract, our protection of BLM lands.
Yeah, especially on the WOOP, the Western Oregon Operating Plan. We're in current conversations with them, and we want to keep that agreement together. We'll see. We have some questions to clarify what they were asking. There seemed to be a slight misunderstanding on both sides of what was the issues. They would like to see a reduction in the costs, I think, as everyone would like to. But we have an extreme responsibility in that area with the checkerboard, with Oregonians owning lands in between the federal lands. And so our objective continues to be that we still have ODF as a single point of protection there, working with BLM on those areas. As far as an intersection with the larger scale, of course, we're going to be working with BLM if there's federal restoration dollars, if there's additions to wildfire response, we want to integrate those into the program. BLM has offered assistance in those areas, not only in that area, but in other areas where their lands might be involved. So we need to continue to work with them and keep that partnership alive. I don't know if I answered your question because I guess
I'm not real clear as to what my question is, Cal. I think we need to think very creatively. That agreement is incredibly important.
It is.
It's incredibly important. And all of these things, I don't know how they all begin to link together, but they may. How we look creatively at how we protect those lands. I mean, I think we have the right protection of those lands right now in ODF. I think we need to continue that. I can't stress that enough.
And yeah,
we need to look and think creatively of how we continue that protection in the way we're doing it.
And it's a fabulous example of cooperation with not only the BLM but also with our partners, DFP, Douglas County, mm-hmm. you know, and then also Coos County out there and Coos County Protection. And you know, it works, and they're good at it. And we need mm-hmm. to continue that. So I agree. And on the larger issues, if we can implement anything like, resiliency, those sort of things, talking about the bigger picture, we need to be doing that. And we'll have to think creatively. I really appreciate the board's thoughts on that. We always need to be reminded to think outside the box and let's think bigger, because these are big issues we're dealing with, starting with climate change. And then it works down the fire, it works down the species protection. I mean, you know, these are just big issues, and we're going to have to think big.
And Cal, I can't agree more. I mean, when you hear Roseburg's impact of fire, I am acutely aware of that.
And those are
huge, huge impacts to their business, to their organizations. These are, and anyway, I just can't stress how much that affects this industry that I'm a part of.
Oh yeah, it affects all sectors. Environmental, it affects the social side of it, and especially the economic when we're talking about our private landowners. So,
and if I could add just a little bit to that, Joe, to your point, when we talk about the emergency large fire funding fix, we certainly are talking about a bigger picture. How does the state of Oregon fund wildfire suppression across the state? It's bigger than the Department of Forestry, because we got to look at the state fire marshal's office. And that does also include our partners, like you said, BLM. So it is a much larger holistic look at all of those parts and pieces. Like you said, we need to address the problem, not just create a Band-Aid fix on one particular aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And that is in the framework of our approach that Cal mentioned at the beginning of this meeting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other board comments, questions on this topic? In that case, I did get a little ahead of myself and that was an information only item. It's the next item that is a decision item that will also include public comment.